An Ontario Superior Court judge ordered right-wing protesters to stop blocking a vital bridge between Canada and the United States on Friday. Truck drivers and others clogging the Ambassador Bridge over the past 5 days have disrupted industrial supply chains on both sides of the border, forcing some auto factories to close. The bridge carries one quarter of all trade between the countries. Earlier, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau gave a warning to the occupiers who have been severely disrupting everyday life in the Canadian capital, Ottawa, for 2 weeks.
It is time for these protesters to go home. It is time to recognize that this protest, this blockade, is illegal. Everything is on the table because this unlawful activity has to end.
Trudeau spoke with U.S. President Joe Biden about the demonstrations and their conservative American supporters.
We discussed the American and indeed global influences on the protest. We talked about the U.S.-based flooding of the 911 phone lines in Ottawa, the presence of U.S. citizens in the blockades, and the impact of foreign money to fund this illegal activity.
The occupiers, who call themselves the Freedom Convoy, have been lavishly praised and encouraged by personalities on the right-leaning Fox News channel. Police officers moved among the trucks and other vehicles snarling city streets, collecting license plate information. Demonstrators heckled and jeered at them. The protests started among truck drivers, angered by a requirement they be vaccinated against COVID-19 when crossing back and forth over the U.S. border. But it has metastasized into a general anti-government movement.
How to end the convoy? You got to end the mandates. You got to end the mandates, and personally, I want Trudeau and whoever's pulling Trudeau's strings pulled, gone, out of Canada. I don't care what happens to them, but they got to be banished.
U.S. authorities are on guard against similar protests in Los Angeles, aimed at disrupting this weekend's Super Bowl.
The Department of Homeland Security is surging additional staff to its incident command post. There's strong cooperation with the California Highway Patrol, the Los Angeles Police Department.
The anti-vaccine protesters are certainly a minority in Canada. 88% of its citizens have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera.